May to October is mushroom hunting season in the Rocky Mountains. If names like pig's ear, puffballs, and fairy ring mushrooms don't excite you, remember, edible mushrooms are quite valuable, not to mention delicious. Last Saturday, Stokes Nature Center led a trip with Michael Peep, expert mycologist from the Utah State University Herbarium. Everyone took home their finds in a paper bag, the best vessel to transport delicate mushrooms.
Ooh.
Whoa!
Oh.
Oh, wow.
All right, this is pig's ear. I think we've got a photo of it. Okay. Discoides.
Veteran mushroom hunters will share their knowledge with you, but as is tradition, they will never share the exact location where mushrooms were found. Perhaps it is their elusiveness and mysterious methods of reproduction that make mushroom hunting so fun, says Sasha Broadstone, Director of Education at Stokes Nature Center.
My favorite part is seeing how excited people get when they see mushrooms for the first time. They are a seemingly magical organism, the way they can pop up overnight. We have all ages on this trip, you know, as young as 9 and up to maybe retirement age, and everyone in between, their eyes just light up.
Black morels can be found from late May to late June around 8,000 feet in elevation in mixed aspen and pine stands. Yellow morels fruit a little earlier and are found at lower elevations along riverbanks and in old orchards. Remember, before throwing your morels in a pan, make sure you didn't harvest false morels, which are poisonous and can be distinguished by their round, wrinkled, brain-like crowns. Good luck with your mushroom hunting out there. I'm Julie Kelso with Utah Public Radio.